fish, you know, my catfish buffalo. He talked about buffalo fish and catfish. I didn't even learn about that. And these other, they call them poisonous brim or bass.
What kind of vegetables would you depend on?
Well, they grew a lot of them. Cabbage was one of the main ones. And turnip green, they call it salad, turnip salad, mustard, string beans, and potatoes, both orange potatoes and sweet potatoes, and a lot of that they do, a lot of that they and tomatoes, some of them cucumbers, not as it didn't depend on the cucumber as much as this. And tomato was very important. And they canned a whole lot of those tomatoes. And he used a lot of tomatoes. And,
How about
the
things to season with,
onions? No, onion, that's right, onion. That's probably the problem. Now, they didn't grow no parsley or celery or nothing like that. Lettuce, now you find a few growing lettuce. Now, there wasn't ever no this here. Lettuce is kind of a bunch of lettuce. Now, you find a few of them with lettuce, you know, lettuce. And some of them were beets, carrots. But that little cabbage and turnip greens and string beans and what little lima beans, butter beans, they grew a lot of them. Mm-hmm. English peas. They did practically.
They used to grow the little red things that are peppery, real hot.
Yeah, red pepper.
And I was thinking about the ones that are in the ground.
In the ground. Oh, you're talking about the radish?
Yes, is that a common?
Well, you have quite a few. People, a few of them grow radish.
And how about okra?
Okra, that's right, that's another important we got about. Most everybody like okra.
Did you teach students how to grow these things? Or was that part of the...
We didn't put a whole lot of time on it. We talked about the family garden and, you know, some of the crops that could be grown and from the time to plant them and all that stuff. And probably how it should be cultivated and the fertilizer that you use.
And the idea was to encourage family.
Family garden. It wasn't, they didn't have to do too much encourage most of them, anyway, most people.
They did.
Young people, you know, they might have got away from a whole lot. But you take me back to the old folks, everybody had a garden. You think all around through town, everybody had a garden, you know. And people that made a living going around to plant gardens, you know, breaking little time, planting gardens for people. And still got fellows doing it. Pumped up here, got a pair of mules away. That's all he does, go around, break gardens and plant them and pry.
Is that right? That's great.
Didn't need too much encouragement. The only thing he probably teaching some of the best varieties and maybe the best time and all that stuff.
Now this fellow with the mules, is he still doing this?
That's where he make a living.
How old is he?
I guess he's about 75. He gets way up there.
That's wonderful. How about corn? Would you describe the kind of corn they had and different how they would use it? On the table. I don't mean
field corn. All the corn, mostly field corn. They didn't plant no table corn, and you know, we got table corn, corn that's special for the table, and then we got what we call a field corn, which feed livestock a little different than there, you know, and the texture of it. But in this section, they didn't plant just one, but probably one time corn. That's a few might plant a little sweet corn to get early, you know. little cones were about this size, you know. But most of them depend on that field cone. They plant a big cone, you know, plant a big patch of cone, field cone. They ain't get that cold roasting years, you know.
Use field corn for that.
Yeah, and they do.